So, Paul, what did you make of tonight? What did you get out of it?
Well, it was another good workout. You know, we got to play Bradley tonight, and I think he did a really, really good job. You know, he made four or five key saves for us tonight. He didn't have so much to do, but when he was called upon, he, you know, and he's a young local kid, but he looked a little bit nervous going in today, but I thought the boys rallied around him, especially in the third period.
When you come into a rink like this, it's very different, isn't it, from what everything that you've been planning to do over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks. How much of a culture shock has it been?
Well, it's a little bit, you know, I would like to have got the CHL out of the way because, you know, we're practicing a certain way against them teams and then we got to flip it straight back again. But you know what? It's probably a good thing for Sunday, for when we're in Cardiff, because for two periods we were trying to play like we would at home against the CHL team. Mm. And, you know, when you've got to, everything happens quicker in these rinks. And they're a good team. They've got some very, very good players. They make some smart plays offensively. But and I thought we weren't direct enough, especially in the second period. We had some 3 or 4 good chances in the first period that we... I think we should have taken on another day, but that wasn't to be. But, you know, Festy gets his first goal, and you know, the first line came in with a couple of big goals for us. And Mosey, who's, you know, gives you everything what he has every night, he needed that goal from his confidence point of view. He's over-trying right now, and I can see that in his game. So I just said to the guys after the game, Seth, that there is no easy game in this league. Mm. It doesn't matter who you're playing, when you're playing. And we have to learn to adapt our game when we play in these smaller barns. And for 40 minutes, we didn't. For the 41st minute onwards, we did. And we got our rewards.
You juggled the lines again a little bit as the game wore on. Is that more looking towards Sunday, potentially?
No, I just wanted to find a spark from somewhere. But the first line came back. I wanted to keep that together because, I was playing Liam Charnock, so I wasn't playing... Fretter as much. I think he only had probably 4 shifts up until the third period, but, you know, because he's a little bit sore in some places, but I felt that, you know, I needed to get him back on that top line. And nothing against Liam, but I mean, this is Colton Fretter, you know, to a young kid who's making his way. And we only gave up 3 shots in the second period, you know, but we only took 5 and we had nearly 9 minutes of offensive zone time, and that was because we were trying to be too cute, Seth. And you can't be that. When teams like them, they just collapse 5 guys to the net. There's no room there. You got to get the puck high to low, or you got to jam or get pucks to the net and jump down on rebounds. And far better in the third.
How do you go from this to what you're going to face on Saturday night then?
Well, again, I think it's another good conditioning stint. I was, you know, I used 7 defensemen and 13 forwards tonight and our backup goalie. And so Brad had to have a game, regardless of the result. You know, this is the first time he's ever played at this level before. And he's come through with flying colours. So, you know, excuse me, it was very, very important that because we're playing 3 games in 5 days, I didn't want Plant to play tonight. You know, I wanted him ready for Saturday and obviously ready for Sunday. I mean, 2 very different games, but 2 games where I need his gas at this stage of the season.
Talk me through what you do between now and Saturday then to get ready for Frölunda, because Frölunda, they offer so much. And how do you combat what happened over there?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the 9 periods of hockey we've had in this Champions League, we've had 1 bad one. And that was because we just had nothing left. We know what we're up against. I wouldn't be surprised if Frölunda are in the final of this thing again, you know. But I think what we will be able to do this time is compete for 60 minutes. I think that's the difference, because I think our energy levels, our fitness levels, our sharpness now are at a probably 25-30% higher level than they were when we played them some 2 weeks ago. So, you know, I'm looking for us to play hard, play with them, run our 4 lines for 60 minutes, and we'll see where that gets us.
Can you leave everything out there on Saturday night?
Well, I think we're used to playing back-to-back games. You know, whenever you put on a Steelers shirt or you coach the Sheffield Steelers, you want to win, regardless of the opposition. We're in the Central Hockey, Champions Hockey League, to win games and try and progress. We can't progress this year, but it doesn't mean that we can't, you know, be the huge underdog and pull a great win against a fabulous Frölunda side, and then we'll worry about Sunday on Sunday.
Just finally tonight, okay, an exhibition game. It's a game that you had to get through. Having lost 3 in the Champions Hockey League, is it nice just to establish we're playing back in the UK, we're a side that wins?
Yeah, I said that to the boys. I said, we have standards to keep, you know, at the end of the second period. And I said, the problem you have, Seth, is when you have one of these games that's thrown in the middle of a meaningful competition, psychologically, guys don't take that next step. They don't want to get hurt. They don't want to throw themselves in. They will, but it's there in the back of their mind. They're thinking Saturday, Sunday, mm. Sunday. And you know, we've talked about it all week that we have to go into this game with a real purpose and a real focus, because that's when injuries can happen. And you know, it's been on our agenda. We came in to do it to help this club, you know, move forward. And we've got a good workout for it. And you know what? And we've learned a lot about you have to change your game in these rinks.